We've made settlement on our new home and construction is underway on Studio B. In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll tell you more about that, I'll give you a fantasy football update, and I'll tell you more about accessible email. This time, I might be the problem.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 92 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for today's episode, and I've got a good one lined up. It's just me today, a solo episode. But while we're talking about socials, before I move on, I am at David Benj, as I mentioned, on all the socials. So facebook.com/David Benj. A lot of my posts I post to the public, so even if you're not connected with me on Facebook, you can still see and read my posts or watch the videos that I put up there. And I do put videos up on occasion, and I have, over the last couple of weeks, put a few things up and actually planning to do a few more. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but we settled on our house yesterday, and construction has started today, and I was hoping to go over there before I came into Studio C here in Swarthmore, to see how construction is going on Studio B at the new place. But I had some other pending work, which I'm going to touch on before I get to the house stuff. So you'll see videos and things like that. And I think even the picture that I put up yesterday of Liz and I in the backyard, which now we will have once we move in. Again, we settled yesterday, but still live in the condo just around the corner from where we'll be moving in a couple of weeks once the Studio B is done and the other things are done down in the basement, the bedroom for Jacob and things like that. But we're very excited about it. We're starting to look for a grill before I get too much into the house because we are excited. I do want to talk about a couple of other things. And first things, it's episode 92, and it didn't take me long to figure out what I was going to call this. And I kind of alluded to it last week in the Osterreich episode. Liz and I traveled pretty extensively before we had kids. In fact, got engaged and then went away and did a 2 or 3 week tour in Europe that was, you know, basically, you know, 75 countries in 5 minutes tour, where, you know, you wake up one day, you wonder what what country you're in. But then as, again, before we had kids, we did a couple of tours on our own without those types of touring. And one of them was to France in 1992. And I know Dan now knows what this episode is going to be called. This is the Genesis episode. And just to fill you in on that, my friends obviously know the story because I mention it whenever I hear Genesis or Phil Collins on the radio or see something about them. When Liz and I were in France in 1992, we did it on our own. And we spent some time in Paris, and then we spent some time in Nice. And when we were in Nice, we stayed at this hotel called the Negresco Hotel, which had a private beach in front of it. So you basically walked across the street and the promenade, and there was a private, you can only go to that beach if you stayed at that hotel. So we get to Nice, you know, we took the bullet train down from Paris to Nice. And if you've never ridden on one of those, they are just so cool. We went, as we were going from Paris to Nice, it was raining out and it sounded like people were throwing rocks at the train, I guess because it was, you know, because of the rain and how fast the train was moving. But it was very cool. We get to Nice and we're walking into the hotel and we see a sign, we see a poster for Genesis, and we're like, oh, that's cool. Maybe we should try and get tickets. It was like the next night or 2 nights later or whatever. I don't remember what it was. We walk into the hotel, and we check in, and we go up to our room, and we get situated, and we decide we're going to go out and explore. And as we're walking out of the hotel, it maybe was an hour after we checked in, there was this crowd of people out there, and we're like, what's going on here? And it turned out Genesis, the members of Genesis, were staying at that hotel where we were staying. And, okay, we thought, okay, still cool. So I said to Liz, you know, when we got back, you know, let's ask and see if we can get some tickets for the show. Both of us like Genesis and have been to see both Genesis and Phil Collins on his own over the years, not for quite a long time now. We've kind of moved away from, you know, classic rock. But again, we would go if, you know, even today, if there was a show in town and you could go, you know, to see either Phil Collins by himself or Genesis together, we would certainly go. So as we walk in, we go over to the concierge, we, you know, tell him, hey, we see Genesis is in town tomorrow. Is it, you know, can you get tickets? And he said, you know, it'll be hard. It's hard. It'll be hard to get back from the show. It'll be easy to get to the show because the show was, I don't remember if it was in France or in Monaco. It was wherever the stadium was, it was not close to the hotel. It was outside of Nice. And again, I don't remember if it was all the way to Monaco or somewhere, you know, not that close. He said the trouble will be getting a taxi from the show home. And again, you know, 1992, Uber wasn't even a thought in anybody's mind, I don't think. So I said, well, you know what, let's give it a try. We'll try and get tickets. And, so we go up to the, room after, you know, we had spent some hours walking around the town and, you know, then we go out for dinner and again, we see some more posters and we don't think too much of it. And we're hoping we can get tickets and we hope we can go to the show. The next morning, around lunchtime, we decide to go to the beach and we go to the beach. We have our stuff. On the way out, I check at the concierge. They didn't have tickets yet. So we go to the beach and we're sitting on the beach and then we look and we see Mike Rutherford sitting a row or two in front of us. And we see Phil Collins, you know, like three seats over from us. And then one of the other guys, whose name now escapes me, Tony Banks, he was taking pictures, you know, with a really nice looking camera. And basically all the members were there either with their families or on their own, you know, just hanging out on the beach. It was very cool. And so that's the Genesis story. I'll leave the going to the show bit for another time because that in itself would, you know, would take forever. So that is why this is the Genesis episode of the I Can't See You podcast. Now, before I get into the two other big things that I want to talk about, I do want to just touch on this. Fantasy football season obviously has started with the NFL season starting this past weekend, and I'm in it again. The league is called the All Blind Fantasy Football League. What's very cool this year is we are actually getting paid to participate in it because Verizon/Yahoo is doing a case study on us to make sure the app is accessible. And so we're going to do interviews at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, at the end of the season. And then there'll be some things throughout the season. So it's very cool. So the way things started off, that's the only way. And we don't play for money in this league. It's just, you know, it's just bragging rights. And there, I had nothing to brag about last season because I was 1-13 and, I had gone to a concert the night of the draft, thanks Head and Heart, and I would have gone again if I could have gone to a show and had a horrible team again. I just, you know, missing going to concerts and stuff like that. So it would have been great to have had the opportunity to go to a concert and miss the draft. But this year I participated in the draft and I think I did pretty well. Although after week one I'm 0-1. I lost by 6 points to last year's winner. And the winner, as I think I've mentioned in the past, the league's been together. This is the fifth season, only the third that I'm participating in. The same guy has won three out of the four championships. The championship he didn't win was a championship I was in. I didn't win it either because I didn't play the right guy. But the commissioner, his name is Brian, he won. And, but I lost this week, even though I think I have a pretty strong team. I have, Lamar Jackson from Baltimore. I have, Kareem Hunt, the Cleveland running back, Adam Thielen. It seems like I have him every year. The Minnesota wide receiver. I have Kansas City's kicker. I've got Buffalo's defense. I am disappointed that we don't play independent defensive players because I always liked that and I always felt that gave me a better chance to win because I would concentrate on that in the other league that I participated in, but that league folded. So we don't do that anymore. So, um, So yeah, so I'm 0-1. I'm in seventh place. I had the fourth highest points this week in the league, but you know, I'm seventh out of 12 teams. So I guess that's good. I'm the top of the worst, as opposed to being the bottom of the worst, which I was last year. So I will keep you updated, and I'm hoping at some point this year to have a few of the guys from the league and girls. There's a couple of girls. In fact, the person who is doing the study from Verizon/Yahoo. Verizon owns Yahoo. That's why I say it that way. And I'm not 100% sure. I think she works for Verizon. But it's the Yahoo app and Yahoo Fantasy Football, which is a very accessible app, by the way, in case you were wondering. You know, it is very easy to do everything on the phone, on my phone, if I have to. I prefer to do it on the computer because I usually open up Windows, all sorts of Windows, and take a look at, you know, different cheat sheets and see if I've got the right guy in, see if I can pick up a guy. And so we'll see how it goes. I have a few rookies on my team, from a guy from Denver, a guy from Dallas, and a guy from Indy. So we'll see how it goes. And I'm excited to be in it. I didn't even know that they would be playing football, but I'm glad they are. And I'll update throughout this season. But it was fun this weekend, and I'm glad that it's happening. So there are two things that I wanted to talk about. One thing wasn't even on my radar until this morning, and that stopped me from doing the second thing that I wanted to do, and I'll talk about the house in a second. I was going to walk over to the house and shoot some video of the basement and where the studio/office is going to be and where Jacob's bedroom is going to be and just see what was going on. They were going to start today doing the basement and pardon me. But for whatever, I've got either allergies or something, hopefully not COVID because I can still smell stuff and taste stuff. But before I went over there, I had gotten an email from Harriet, who is the president of the Keystone chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania, regarding something I talked about last week, Believe You Can, which is the virtual talent show that we're putting on next month. And just before I get into the email from Harriet, to buy tickets, you can go to believeyoucan.live. That's believeyoucan.live. Tickets are $10 and $25. I would appreciate it if you would purchase a ticket, and then you get to come and watch the talented people do their thing, and you vote for who you think is best. And then they win money if they win. First, second, and third win money, at least. So I get this email from her, and it says that the flyer that I sent to her was not fully accessible. And it started reminding me of all the different emails I send to the different companies saying, hey, I can't, you know, you send me all these emails and I can't read them because, you know, it's not, you know, VoiceOver doesn't work with them. And they're useless. There's no alt tags and there's no description. So I had sent her this flyer that I made, and basically the flyer is laid out, and I'll put it up on the show notes page. And again, the show notes will be at icantseeyou.com/092. Remember, I can't see you sounds like a whole sentence, but it's only seven letters. icantseeyou.com/092. And only part of the flyer that I did was accessible using what is, I guess, probably the industry standard if you're on a Windows machine. It's called JAWS, Job Access. I forget what the WS stands for. Without Sight? I don't remember. She asked if I could put, you know, do something else to make it accessible. And other than recreating it with the words, the bulk of the text, I thought it would be easier to first try doing a description and basically writing in the description everything that's in the flyer. I couldn't do an alt you know, do alt tags in it in my email. If I were to post it on Facebook or to Twitter, you can add, or to Instagram, you can add the alt tags. So I'm waiting to hear back. So I don't know that it worked. I'm not 100% sure, just adding the description, embedding the description in the image, if that worked. You know, I guess I should try and pull it up on my phone. I guess I could have done that, and that would have maybe told me if it worked. But again, that's not a guarantee if it comes up on my phone that way, because, you know, it's my image in my photo gallery. So it just made me laugh because, you know, I complain so much about and get so many emails that I can't read because I can't see them because the text is either embedded in an image or an image itself. And when I created the flyer, if anybody's familiar with Adobe Illustrator, before I, to make sure everything is centered right, when you center text using the functions in Illustrator, not just like to center a paragraph, like where you make it, you know, that way, I mean, to center it on the page, it works better and things are more centered because of the way the spacing is around the lettering. It works better if you take the lettering and change them into what's called create outline. So basically the letters then become shapes. They're not actually editable text once you do that. So because it's not editable text, a screen reader can't read it. And again, I don't know if VoiceOver can. I didn't try it, but you know, I knew it couldn't be read in JAWS that way. So, you know, I knew I had to do something. So, you know, I went and I wrote the description and so I'm hoping that works, but it just made me laugh because again, because I'm always so on it, and I don't want to say I was embarrassed, but I, you know, now I know if I do anything like that, and I believe me, I don't create many flyers or things like that, for anything anymore. Again, because, you know, it takes me so long to do it because I can't see. And I was actually, the flyer that I did was actually mostly created by someone else. And Lisa asked for some help to do it. And instead of continuing to do it on Canva where she had started it, I pulled it into Illustrator because it was just easier for me to use Illustrator because I was more familiar with, you know, the different functions and things like that. And even though I haven't used Illustrator much over the last, I don't know, decade and a half or decade even, I guess maybe just decade. I love doing that. And that's one thing, as I was doing that and creating the logo for this, which I did a few weeks earlier, I realized how much I missed doing that. And, you know, again, like I've said in the past, it takes me so long to create things that it just doesn't make sense for someone like me to do it. I mean, again, it's something I really, really love doing though. And that's why I did it. And it was, you know, I was certainly a lot cheaper than having to hire someone because I didn't charge anything. And again, I love doing it. So like anything else, it was a challenge. So I'm interested to hear back from Harriet, and hopefully that, you know, that did the trick, doing the embedding the description within the image. But I will see, and I will also update you on that later. So, as I mentioned earlier, and again, before I get to the house, very excited about talking about that, but believeyoucan.live to purchase tickets. Certainly reach out if you have any questions. You know, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com or 646-926-6350 and leave a message there. And leaving the message there on anything podcast related here, or if you have questions or there's a topic you'd like me to cover, please reach out and do that. And again, let me know that it's okay that I use your voice, and I will include it on an upcoming episode if it's something that I answer. You know, it may be that I just, you know, respond to you via phone or email. But if it's something you'd like me to cover on the podcast, certainly give a call, 646-926-6350. And that would be fun. Any questions, please shoot them there. I look forward to hearing from you. And you can obviously on social media, you could reach out on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. You remember at David Benj. So yesterday was settlement. And it's been very exciting. And I'm not, you know, as I've mentioned before, this place that we live in, this condo that we live in, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, it'll be on the market in probably about a month or so. This was the last place we were going to live in this area. You know, I don't know where we're going to move next. It's going to be warm. You know, it's going to be a place that where I will feel hopefully day in and day out much better than I do day in and day out here. You know, maybe that's a pipe dream, just like, you know, seeing better again. But that's what we're going to try. And we don't know where it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be somewhere in the U.S., somewhere overseas. You know, Mediterranean coast has been looking pretty good. Lack of terrible weather there is good. You know, which the Caribbean, you know, has, you know, chance of hurricanes, you know, 6 months of the year or so. So I don't know where we're going to end up. But, you know, we thought this was going to be the last place that we bought around here. So, you know, about 45 days ago, when Jane found out she would be, you know, working remotely, which means from our living room here, we decided to, maybe we should look around for a place and see what happens. And within 4 days, we had an offer on the house accepted. And so we're excited by it because there's some things that we get to do that we haven't been able to do in a while. Grill is the number one thing. And even Bev, the office manager here at the condos, you know, when I told her that we were, when I announced at the last month's board meeting that we were, we were buying the house and that we would be moving, you know, she said, well, what if we allow grilling? You know, and there's a couple other folks, you know, we can't have grilling here. We can't have pets here. You know, so we're looking forward to grilling. You know, Liz would grill all months of the year, hot, cold, whatever. As long as she could get to the grill, you know, in snow, she would grill. And so we're looking forward to that. So we're looking around for a grill. We're hoping they go on sale, and they really haven't yet. So that's been a little disappointing. So hopefully we're looking for one of the Weber Genesis. I think Liz said 310. So we're looking for one of those, and very excited to get that. And another thing we're looking, and it was just great yesterday after settlement, which settlement was so incredibly fast. I still can't believe it. Settlement was for 3:30. I don't know what time we started, but I think we were done in about 12 minutes. And the only reason it took that long was because there was a discrepancy on one of the forms. It said that they were looking for X number of dollars in a check from us instead of the Y number of dollars that we made out the check to, which was still not right, but that meant that they would owe us some money. And the money was just, they put the total amount that they were receiving from us on the wrong line. And that, you know, one call and sitting on hold for a couple of minutes by our real estate agent, Bronca Deutsch, you know, fix that. Maybe there was a call back. The settlement took place at our house, our house. It wasn't ours up till then. You know, we did the walkthrough beforehand. There weren't many major, we didn't find any, you know, anything crazy major. I mean, obviously there were dings in the wall in some spots and, you know, some marks on the wall from, you know, where furniture had been up against it. You know, it wasn't, you know, in some instances, it's going to be covered by our furniture. In other instances, you know, maybe we're going to paint later on. We don't know. Liz and I talked about that a little bit yesterday. But it's just kind of been refreshing because we walked out back and we were walking around the backyard. And, you know, obviously living in a condo, we don't have a backyard. You know, there's common area, but it was so nice to be, and it's not a huge backyard. Listen, it's a twin with a backyard that's just big enough to have a grill and at some point probably get a dog. Again, not allowed to have pets here. So, you know, kind of looking forward. And we've been looking, as I mentioned before, looking to get a dog. No leads yet. So if you know Labs or Goldens, we're really looking, you know, for a golden puppy. But at this point, since we're in the house, you know, if they had puppies of just about anything other than dogs that'll tear your arms off, at the, you know, at Providence Animal Shelter, which is close by, there's one in Brandywine also in Chester County, which is local. You know, we would certainly consider just about any kind of breed, larger breed. I got to tell you, watching the TikToks Jane shows me of the French bulldogs and the way they bark, honest to God, it sounds like, if you have never seen those or listened to, it sounds like they're talking, not barking. It's kind of funny. So we're still looking, but now that we're in there, technically in there, you know, we could probably go. And, as I said to Jane, I said, if they had something, you know, now that we've settled, you know, one of us could certainly go over there and sleep there and have the dog over there while they continue to do the work, in the basement. 'Cause that's the only spot they're doing work, for us. You know, so we're looking forward to that. And there are things, you know, again, there are some issues that we have to take care of. The screen door, for example, the storm door, I should say, because it didn't have screens in it. But, the front, you know, was a little banged up because, again, they had a dog. And, you know, I'm sure the dog got excited when they came home from work, you know, before they were working from home. So, you know, when we went to Home Depot yesterday to get keys made, and we couldn't because their key machine was broken, we looked at storm doors there as well. And, you know, we'll probably get something both on the front door and the back door. And I say front door, but it's technically on the side of the house. I mean, it's okay. It's the main entrance and then the rear entrance. And then there's actually an entrance down in the basement, which allows us to call what will be Jacob's bedroom a bedroom, as long as we put a closet in it. So, you know, and again, looking forward and going over the stuff, you know, as I stand here inside Studio C and I'm eye level with, looks like sriracha sauce and some honey. And, I'm wondering why we have so much honey now that I think about it. Oh, it's only one. Sorry. And plenty of the Old Bay hot sauce, which I love. You know, it'll be nice to be in a place where, you know, there'll be basically two spaces for me. One place that will have my computer and will be my desk, and then, and my reading machine, which now my reading machine is actually on the, I'm going to take the desk that Jane is using, which I've used for, you know, since I moved out of my parents' house 31 years ago. Wow. I'll be using that desk again. So it'll have my reading machine on, which is basically a closed circuit camera on this unit that points down, and I can put, like, if I'm looking at mail, I can put it under there. And again, because my vision is deteriorated to the point, I don't usually read, like, I won't read a whole letter there. But if somebody sends a bill, I can certainly look around to see if I can find the, you know, the amount due, or, you know, see if I'm looking at mail, see who it's from or who it's to, whether it's to me or Liz or Jacob or Jane. You know, so that'll all be on my desk. Then I'll have a secondary table or desk that will have the podcasting equipment. Right now I record the podcast on a computer. You know, once I have some space, I'll have a proper microphone instead of the headset that I'm wearing, that, which for whatever reason is not fitting me right today. And I don't know if I banged my head, because I have a bump on my head and it's not sitting right. The headset is not sitting right on my head. So, you know, I do keep fiddling with it. So I apologize if you hear that. I just don't want it to pop off while I'm, you know, in the middle of a sentence. So I'm actually, what I'd really like is a table, you know, like a pub height table, you know, you see in restaurants, in the bar sections of restaurants, that is big enough to have the equipment on and two microphones in case either Liz or one of the kids is going to come on with me. Or once COVID is gone past, the not having anybody over stage, you know, if I actually have, you know, people come and do the podcast with me there, in the studio. So we've been looking up that, and I've actually been looking on Facebook for tables. You know, you've got to figure, with the way things have been, business wise, you know, restaurants are closing. And in fact, the Friendly at Springfield Mall, Jacob told us, is closed, and that has been there since the mall opened. He wasn't 100% that it just wasn't open yet, but he said they had trash cans in front of it and, you know, they were blocking the lettering and things like that. So it sounds to me like it had closed. So, you know, that mall, you know, just a couple of miles from here, you know, and one that I've been going to since it opened back in the mid-70s, that restaurant has been there. And we knew of it because I have family up in New England, and it was started in New England, I guess in Massachusetts. And so every time we would go visit our relatives up there, it was great because, you know, we say, oh, let's go to Friendly, you know, after dinner, let's go to Friendly to get dessert. And we would go and get, you know, get ice cream and whatnot. And sometimes, you know, we would go and actually have, you know, a burger and fries and a Friendly Fribble, which was a thick milkshake. So I, you know, so with all the restaurants, I'm sure in dire straits, because, you know, in some places near here in Philadelphia, for example, indoor dining just started in the city of Philadelphia in the last week or so. And in New Jersey, same thing. And in New York, I don't think it's happened yet. And I don't think it's happening until the end of the month. I know in other parts of New York State, I think it's allowed, but in New York City, it has not been happening. And I just can't imagine how can you hang on for so long. So I was hoping that we could find a bar or restaurant that either was changing things up and getting rid of some pub height tables where I can, you know, screw a couple of mic stands in, a couple of, you know, boom arms and you know, where it wouldn't be too expensive because it's, you know, it's something that's used and, you know, I don't need anything that looks great. If it's something that needs to, I'm sure we could, you know, I could repaint it, you know, hoping for something, you know, black, you know, and I usually pick black because, again, just like using my computer screen, black is what I see things most on. So I use white text on the black background, so it makes it easier for me to see. So excited to do the stuff in that office / studio. And I do want to do more videos. I want to do, I want to do product reviews for things that are available that work for, you know, blind and visually impaired folks. You know, I mentioned last week the washer and dryer. We settled on what we're going to get. And it's from LG. It's top loading, like I'd mentioned last week, high energy or high efficiency, I guess it's called. And I don't know that it's going to be 100% accessible for me, but it is Wi-Fi enabled. So I'm hoping that because it's Wi-Fi enabled, I'll be able to use, you know, my phone to do a lot of the stuff that I need to do on it. You know, when we were doing settlement yesterday, settlement took place in the kitchen because there's no furniture in the house yet. So, you know, the kitchen counters were basically the only thing to write on. I was leaning up against the stove and, you know, we're looking forward to that because, you know, they had natural gas there. We don't have here in the condo, we use electric. And natural gas is always easier for me to tell, obviously, you know, what the temperature is on the burner. You know, if there's, you know, more fire, there's higher temperature. You know, here with the electric, you know, it took me a while to learn, and not always when I turned on what I thought was high, was it always on high. You know, I couldn't look down and tell. You know, some days it seemed like, for example, I would put the kettle on for tea and it seemed like it would take forever for the water to boil. Now, in all fairness, there are some days that I would forget to turn the temperature on, and obviously you can't boil water that way. But I'm talking about when I actually turned it on and, you know, it would take, you know, maybe 10 minutes longer, and I don't know why. I don't know what the story was. So, you know, obviously, like I said, with a fire on this, you know, on the natural gas stove, I'll be able to see, hey, the fire's there and it's good to go. Another thing that's happened too is, you know, on occasion, and I know Liz has done this as well, you know, you turn the wrong dial and you turn the wrong burner on. And again, when you're turning the natural gas one on and you see the flame, you know, hey, ooh, I turned the wrong one on. You know, that isn't the case with the electric stovetop that we have, especially right away, because when it is on high, there are times that I can see it glowing a little bit, especially if it's, you know, if it's dark out, if it's, you know, nighttime out, you know, and it's darker in the apartment, I could tell that it's on. So we're looking forward to that. But one thing we noticed, there are some push buttons on the for the oven, you know, to turn the light on, to turn the temperature, you know, to adjust the temperature, to turn the oven on, that I'm hoping that I can find the manual for it online so I can at least learn. And I couldn't feel the buttons with my finger, so I kind of think it's a touch screen. And that's, you know, that'll create an issue for me. You know, if Liz calls me and says, hey, preheat the oven to such and such, hopefully I'll be able to do it. So I'm a little concerned with that. I didn't look at the fridge. The fridge does have, thank God, has ice and water in the door. I'm not sure I mentioned this when we talked about this place, the condo. The fridge that we have here is old, really old. And so when we moved in and it didn't have ice or water in the door, we thought, well, I don't want to put that in. I don't want to get the ice maker for it, for example, because, you know, we get an ice maker for it and the unit might crap out because it's old. So we didn't do it. So each afternoon as I make my iced tea and I refill the ice, the ice cube trays and spill the water all over the floor that the kids complain about because I'm the only one that wears shoes all the time in the house. They're either in bare feet or socked feet. And, they especially get mad if they have their socks on because the socks get soaking wet because it's not a little bit of water that I spill because I can't tell if my hands are level, you know what I mean? So as I'm lifting them up into the freezer. So everybody will be happy about the ice maker and the new thing. You know, again, hopefully it'll be easy enough to figure out how to switch from water to ice. And, again, if it's a touch screen, it'll be a little more difficult. And we'll probably have to use those things that I mentioned last week, the bump dots. So, but looking forward to that. That's one of the things that that we've missed having. And, you know, I don't want to say an unlimited ice supply, but, you know, right now I have three trays of 16 each in the freezer. And each afternoon I use like, you know, 1.5 trays. So, you know, it'll be nice to be able to just go to the fridge and, you know, have them ready there and good to go for any of us. And the washer and dryer, don't get me wrong, the washer and dryer will be great too, because as I mentioned when I talked about the house, you know, in the condo, there's one laundry room on each floor, not in each unit. So, you know, if Liz got up, which she does, in the 5 o'clock hour and wanted to do wash at 6 when she got out of the shower, you know, she couldn't because there's quiet hours and you can't start until 7. And, you know, on the weekends especially, you know, some people are, you know, all ready to go at 7. So you don't get in there and you have to wait for other folks to get done. So looking forward to having our own washer and dryer and not have to worry about coins, which has been, I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, we obviously have to pay for the washer in the condo. And Liz was at the bank last week to get coins, quarters for it, and they had none. They had no quarters at the bank. You know, it wasn't a tiny bank. It was TD Bank. It wasn't, the mom and pop banks that we have accounts at here, like Iron Workers or even Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. I don't know what's happening with change, but, last night we had Chipotle after settlement and brought it home. And, you know, there was a sign up. I asked Liz, you know, I could tell there was a paper on the front counter. I said, what does that sign say? And she said, unless you can pay with exact change, you know, it has to be debit or credit because we can't give change. And I thought that was interesting. And again, you know, just one more hurdle to have to deal with, in business today. You know, first you have the pandemic and then the unrest. And, so let's say you don't take cash anymore. So now you're paying, you know, if you're lucky, if you're a fairly large business or part of a group, you know, maybe you're only paying, you know, 1% and change for the credit card, for taking the credit card and debit cards. But, you know, if you're a small business, when we had the video store, we paid, you know, probably closer to 3% for all cards. You know, Visa, MasterCard was a little bit less, and American Express and Discover were, I want to say, 3 and 3.2% or something like that. When you're used to getting, you know, all of it in the cash, and then now you have to give some of it up because it's a credit card, you know, I get it, you have to take it. You know, it helps you stay in business because you might make a sale that you wouldn't necessarily make if the person doesn't have any money. But again, you're making less and you've got to make it up somewhere else. But really looking forward to getting into the house. And again, the person who's doing the basement, his name is Tom. He started today, as I mentioned, and was having the 2x4s delivered today to start framing out the walls in the basement. And there's basically going to be three rooms, basically the laundry room and utility area where the heater is and the water heater is. You know, that will be one space. And then Jacob's bedroom and my office, and then some storage and things like that. But hopefully later today I'll get over there and take some video and some images. And again, Facebook is where I've been putting them. You know, I may start putting them on YouTube as well if I do an actual real video, not just a little vlog type thing. But I'll put them up. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, and really, really excited to get some proper podcast equipment so I sound a little bit better, and who knows, maybe I won't, even with the equipment. But there is a big difference with nice equipment. And when I was at PodFest, and I checked some of the things out, it just sounded so much better than now. And again, I don't know, if I've got the dials right on my, in GarageBand where I record. So that is all coming soon. So that'll do it for this week's episode. Again, this week's episode, episode 92, is the Genesis episode of the I Can't See You podcast. Please reach out if you have questions or comments. I Can't See You podcast at gmail.com. ICANTCU podcast at gmail.com. I Can't See You sounds like a whole sentence, but it is only seven letters. And again, reach out via phone, 646-926-6350. And leave a message with some show ideas or questions or comments, good or bad. And, I'd appreciate that. And hopefully we'll use them on an upcoming episode. But I do appreciate you listening to episode 92 of the I Can't See You podcast. I am David, at David Benj on all the socials. You can connect with me there. Please continue to stay safe and be well. And thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.